We intend to give our former head of state a very dignified burial. We've had the body in Malawi for the past 3 weeks now. We have had the body in all the regions of the country and where people have had the opportunity to pay their last respects. And today is when we are having the burial. We have a number of foreign dignitaries, heads of state, and the mood is set for a very dignified burial for our beloved leader, Professor Bingwa Mutharika.
So is it the fact that in politics there are no permanent friends and no permanent enemies? Because prior to Mr. Mutharika's death, there was something like animosity between the current president and the late Mutharika.
As you may be aware, it is the president that is leading the nation in the whole mourning period, mourning our former head of state, Professor Bingwa Mutharika. So that is indicative in its own that if there is nothing like dissenting or having differences during a funeral, even during the lifetime of the president. We cannot say that we had enmity between the president and the current president.
We understand also that there were, for example, the former president Bakili Muluzi and even the former vice presidents were there during the viewing of the body. Tell me something about all these former Malawian officials who attended the viewing.
We have had the leader of opposition being there, I mean, to pay respects to the former head of state. And we had the former head of state, Dr. Bakili Muluzi, and the former vice president, Dr. Kassim Chirumpa, and many other leaders of different political parties paying their last respects to the departed leader, Professor Bingwa Mutharika. This just tells it that Malawi is a unified state in life, in death. Malawi is always united.
Mr. Minister, I'm reading that your government has produced a funeral cloth for the late President Mutharika. The concern here is that the cloth cost a lot of money, $125,000. Tell me something, is this a tradition?
We have to honor the departed leader, and we have to show uniformity in sorrow. And the only way of showing that we are together and we are in a uniformed mood of sorrow is to have that kind of uniformed clothing. So there would be no any other way of achieving that purpose than to produce a cloth.